Xavier Lambin.
Perfect.
Well, it sounded very German to me, but could be more French, but...
It's great.
It's great. Okay, great. Thank you very much. And he's going to talk about NixSS, which is a Nix library for building static sites. Please, a warm welcome and a round of applause for Xavier.
Thank you.
Xavier, we're looking forward to your presentation. Go ahead.
Thank you. So this is just a tiny library that I made for my own static site that I generate. It's called Nix. Pronounce it like you're a snake. So if you just need to make a static site, probably your best bet is to use something like Eleventy or Jekyll. But you might have weird needs like me. For example, when I built my site, I also generate a bunch of PNGs from a bunch of SVGs. And I just want to script that in a certain way. I also have like an Elm web app that I want to build at the same time. And I also want to like display some source code in like custom programming languages with like custom tree sitter grammars. So weird stuff. And if you need to do weird stuff to generate your websites, your best bet is to probably roll your own. It's not extremely difficult. It's like you need a file conversion and a build system. And so you could basically just use Make and Pandoc. That works relatively well. Pandoc is amazing, and Make gets the job done, you know. But there's something better than Make than you can use, of course. This is the Nix dev room. So Nix is a library that basically takes pages. A page in your website would be a derivation in Nix. It takes pages and then provides you functions that convert pages from one format to another and aggregates them together. So here I have a basic example of a website that has a bunch of markdown pages in a directory. And then I define a processor, that, as I call them, which is markdown to HTML. It uses Pandoc to convert markdown pages into HTML. And then just below that, I use this map directory function to convert every page in a folder into markdown. And then finally, at the end, I aggregate them in a directory. And this is already basically a kind of a website. Each page in Nix comes with a few attributes on top of the derivation attributes. So I have a file name, I have the text of the page, which can be used to like transform it some ways. I also have some metadata, which is usually extracted from the page. For example, if you use Pandoc, you can use it to extract the title of a markdown document and like a YAML preamble from a markdown document to get some additional metadata. And then you can use this to generate some more complex things. Like here I have an example of the same website, but I want to generate an index page for it. And so the first thing that I do is I build a list of HTML links from the page title and the file names that are in the metadata, or I mean more generally in the attributes of the pages. And then I concat all these links into a new, new page index.html, and then I create a new directory with all my pages plus my new index that I just created. And then if you're using a static site generator, typically you'll want to use a templating language like Mustache. You could use that with Nix, but we already have a programming language that works pretty well, so might as well reuse it. And so what in practice I do with this is I use Nix as the templating language. So here I define a function template that like takes a title and a content, and those are again like used from like those attributes of a page. And so it's a function that will be called with the attributes of a page and then be used to interpolate them into it. And so at the bottom, I have this like nix.template.instantiate template, and then I feed it whatever page I want to instantiate in that template. But we can do something much worse than this, which is abuse import from derivation and with in Nix to do something like you have here at the bottom, which is it's a markdown file, but in practice, it's going to be inserted, like it behaves like it's in a, like Nix double quoted string. And so you can do string interpolation in it like it was Nix, and you can call Nix functions in it and everything. It's kind of awful theoretically, but it works really well, and this is what I use for my website. It's very convenient, and you can use Nix like it's PHP. And that's it for me. You can check out the website at this CodeBerk link, and this is my website, which is built with this.